morning, and we're sitting in Stockholm waiting and hoping for snow. Welcome to this presentation from AcadeMedia. We will present the second quarter and our first six months. Eola, our CFO, and I will take you through the presentation. I think I walk through and go to page number three at once. To just give you an overview of the six first months and the second quarter, you can say that the underlying trends in the society and with education is very strong. We have a very good development in the adult education. We have a lot of new students coming into the education system, and we have continued our strategy to grow through bolt-on acquisitions. In this quarter, we have made two new preschools has been acquired. It's very important to talk a little bit about the adult education, and we will tell you more about that in the presentation, because the adult education is, in this quarter, is very strong, and we have four very strong quarters behind us. We are also very happy that we can see in the overall development of the education system in Sweden, the PISA results has shown improvement, and that is very positive. The preschool and the independent sector has previously showed good results, but now we see all the sector is improving, and that is very good. Then I go to the next slide and just remind you of the philosophy of AcadeMedia, because we really believe in this building a stronger society. We have our multi-brand strategy. We are working through all the education ladder, from preschools to compulsory school, to upper secondary school, to adult education. This idea and this philosophy is very important to keep up the growth and the quality in the company. We also have continued our international expansion. We work a lot with the German preschools. We work a lot with the preschools also in Norway. As you can see, we have a very good and stable revenue split, and we have not put all our eggs in the same basket. That is, I think, for the owners of AcadeMedia, that creates a very strong and very stable position. Also the quality model that we have developed during so many years in AcadeMedia is delivering very strong results. Then we go to slide number five and take a look at the second quarter. Of course, we are very proud to deliver a good development and improvement in all our segments. The students' numbers are up, and the revenue are up. The revenue are up with around 12%, and the number of students is up with a little bit more than 5%. Then we continue to make bolt-on acquisitions, both in Norway and in Sweden. We see a lot of small entrepreneurs that have been working in this sector for many years that really wants to be a part of AcadeMedia. Then the adult segment is the really one that has improved a lot during this quarter. The underlying trends in the adult education is strong. We have a lot of new people, immigrants, coming to Sweden, and it's now going into the education system. The economy in Sweden is also quite strong, so the need of new workforce is also strong. The society invests a lot in education. As you can see, we also have margin improvements in all segments. Of course, the growth is a driver in this development, but we have also worked a lot with our best-in-class model to improve the way that we work with education and really make all act like the best. Then we go to slide number six, and that is just looking back 12 months. Of course, because we have a good quarter, we see also the 12 months rolling figures is also improving. I don't, I think we'll spend so much time on this slide, but we have been talking a lot about improving the margin, and as you can see, we are now delivering at the margin level. Then just a few words about the quality at slide number seven. As I talked about, the AcadeMedia model is a really the foundation and it's very important in AcadeMedia. And we are very happy to see that we are now improving the results in a lot of different parts of the quality model, because we have this student pass for in the secondary schools results that we have been working hard for many years is now improving. And we also see that more students is passing the exams also in the compulsory schools. But we are not at the top. We will keep on improving, and we will work a lot with this question and these challenges in AcadeMedia. And another part of this is, of course, to keep up the satisfaction when it comes to parents and to customers, if you call it in that way. And just a few words about the development in Norway. We have worked a lot with this, because if you go back maybe 5 years in Espira, we really had some problems with the customer satisfaction, and now it has improved many years. And I'm on page slide 8 now, sorry. And so the development of the parent service in Norway is really satisfying, and the figures is really top in class. And also, if you look at the private sector in Norway, they are outstanding if you also compare it with the municipality preschool. So that is really, really good. And then if we go to the adult education, and as we mentioned, the adult education is growing a lot. But we also have very good quality in the work that we do. We have a good satisfaction among the participants. And we also have very good results when it comes to that the investment from the society also creates new jobs and gets people back to work. So that's a few words about the quality development. And now I will take you through the different segments, starting on slide number 9.
Thank you, Marcus. So I'm going to take you through the segments and go into the financials in somewhat more detail. So starting off with the pre and compulsory school segment, our overall student numbers are up by 4.5%, and this is obviously very good. It's supported by sort of filling up the units, but it's also supported by some of the acquisitions that we made in the spring of 2016. And as you know, we have a strategy to keep doing bolt-on acquisitions, and we've also done one in this quarter. Revenue growth in the segment is as high as 8.4%, and this is not only volume and voucher increase, it's also a result of student mix, which is more beneficial. Partially, we're sort of adding more preschools, which means we have more students with a relatively higher voucher size, because the small children have a higher voucher than the sort of middle school children, for instance. But also we have some effect in the municipality mix, where we have more children in high-paying municipalities. So this is the reason that the revenue increase is as high as 8.4%. And sort of despite all the good news, there's also some headwind from the second phase of the social security rate increases in the quarter. Looking then at the first half, the picture is largely the same, and during the first half we've done both one new establishment and one preschool acquisition. We have one further new establishment planned for the fall of 17-18, and we have a continuous pipeline of bolt-ons. I think we'll move on to page 10 and the upper secondary school segment. Now, in the upper secondary school segment, as you know, we don't have the same expansion rate with regard to new establishments and bolt-ons, and we actually have 3 units less this quarter as compared to the corresponding time last year, and we have a further 6 that are in rundown, as you probably know. And with this as a backdrop, we feel that 2.2% volume increase and the 5.9% revenue increase is actually quite according to plan and quite good. So we're sort of filling up the units we have, mainly the growth units, and that is also helping the results and margins. And the picture is largely the same for the first half. Really, same commentary for the first half. And with that, we move on to page 11 and the adult education segment. And as most of you probably picked up, the main result improvement in this quarter and the first half comes from the adult education segment, which had a very sort of slow phase with regard to volumes and profits during this time the prior year. So we're very happy that the sort of strong volumes that we saw at the end of Q1 have also continued really throughout the second quarter. And the second quarter, although we are quite cautionary about the seasonality, Q1 naturally does have a somewhat slower period because there's a summer month in there. So Q2 is typically a very active month if the participant flows are there. And that's the reason why Q2 is also stronger than Q1. Also remind you that about this time last year, we managed to adjust the Eductus operation, which was then sort of running very tough financials. And that they improved then substantially, both as a result of that and picking up volumes during the second half of 2015-16. So as I think some of you have already figured out, the comparable numbers are going to be more challenging as we move forward. And we now have sort of four consecutively strong quarters in the adult education segment. I think that basically summarizes both the first half and the second quarter. So we'll move on then to the preschool international segment on page 12. Here we have also strong volume increases, and I'll just remind you that we have made several acquisitions. We acquired the German operation Jockey in February last year. We've continued to make new establishments and bolt-ons in Norway, which is supporting the growth in the second quarter and the first half. Also, we now had a swing back of the currency exchange rate to the Norwegian krona, which is helping our numbers when it comes to revenue growth. I think I'll leave it at that and move on then to the financial position on page 13. So we've continued to invest in our business. In this quarter, we have specifically seen the annual investments in our IT equipment in all our schools come into our accounts. But despite this, we've continued to decrease our net debt and improve our leverage ratio, which is now below our maximum target level of 3.0. So we're at 2.7 now, and this is not only due to the fact that we are reducing net debt, it's also due to the fact that our 12-month EBITDA is improving. So moving on then to page 14, this is the picture of our seasonality. And, now we've had two good quarters. We have a good first half. But I want to remind you that this is still a rather small proportion of the full year results. We've seen the normal seasonality in pre-compulsory school, the upper secondary school, and the international segment, whereas the adult education segment has now had, as I said, four consecutively strong quarters, and we're now coming into much sort of more challenging comparable numbers. So overall, like to make you aware of the seasonality. Turning then to page 15, looking how we're doing as compared to our financial goals, we've here compared the 12-month rolling figures to our target levels, and within brackets you see last year's full-year figures. We're basically on target in most of our financial goals. Growth rate is 5.2%, and that includes the bolt-on acquisitions. When it comes to our margin level, 12-month rolling figures are at 7.2%. Again, I'd like to caution that a bit as we know that we have four strong quarters in the adult education segment, and they are the highest margin segment that we have. Capital structure, I just mentioned, is now below target. Finally, moving on to page 16, we've also added some key events to the report that have occurred after the close of the financial period. We'd like to communicate the preliminary voucher development for 2017. Just to remind you, on an annual basis, the municipalities in Sweden, in Germany, and in Norway, they revise the voucher sizes for children in each and every age group and study program. We have now received quite a few of these. The majority of our municipalities have reported to us and announced their voucher sizes. Based on this, we calculated a weighted average for these price increases or voucher price, voucher increases for Sweden and Norway. These amounts are preliminary based 2.3% on average for Sweden and 1.9% for Norway. We will revert with more detailed figures once we have the full picture. With that, I'd like to hand over to Marcus again to sum up.
I think you have heard our strategy for the future before, but of course, we will try to continue to develop AcadeMedia. We have a very strong position through our multi-brand strategy and our quality model. Of course, to improve the capacity utilization in existing units is very important because that has a very good effect on the margin. We will continue to establish new units and make bolt-on acquisition. As I said before, we see a lot of opportunities to make more bolt-on acquisitions, and the need for new schools is still high. We also have this possibility to make more strategic acquisition in the future also. We are always open for that sort of possibilities. We have a strong platform, and we will also continue the work with our international expansion.
We're ready for questions now, operator.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question for the speakers, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have a question from Daniel Thorsson from ABG. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Yeah, thank you very much for taking my question. I can start off with two. The first one, when you say that adult education will face tougher comps, do you refer primarily to sales growth or margins? The other one, the acquisition pipeline in Swedish preschools, does it look promising, and do you see any major change in acquisition prices?
When it comes to tougher comps, I think I sort of play that ball back to you, because if you look at how the adult education segment performed in Q3, Q4 last year, then you can make your own estimate of. We had strong results improvement during that period, because we also made an adjustment of capacity in the Adactus operation. It's not only volumes, it's also sort of results and margin.
If you take the pipeline of acquisition of preschools, you can say we work with this all the time, and you can say that nothing happens, even with small bolt-on acquisition and preschools in Sweden, without talking with us. We have a good pipeline, If you look at the prices, I would like to say that they in Sweden are quite stable, and that is one positive effect of the political debate, that we don't see any increase of the price of preschools in Sweden. If we look at the development in Norway, it's more competition in the Norwegian market. We have three or four, one, we can say, not family-owned and two family-owned companies also working with the same strategy as AcadeMedia in Norway. The development in Sweden, it's a quite possibility for the future of AcadeMedia.
Okay. Just the last one, financial question on the depreciations of 59 million SEK in the quarter. Is that normal run rate, or are there any seasonal effects in that number?
The depreciation rate should be normal.
Okay, thanks.
Our next question comes from the line of Karl-Johan Bonnevier from DNB Markets. Please go ahead, sir. Your line is now open.
Thank you. Good morning. Just to kick off on to get your feeling for the adult education a little better as you're quite strongly talking about all these kind of year-on-year effects. If I look at your tender wins in this area and the running amount of contracts, is there any changes compared to how it has been over the last 12 months, or is it the same kind of business volume you see now?
You can say that the business level is quite stable, and it's on a high level. We also see that we, for the moment, have a good contract portfolio. But you have to keep in mind that sometimes the contracts ends. That's why we always talk about that the adult education is changing much more faster than the rest of the AcadeMedia business. For the moment, the underlying trends is positive.
When you look at your tender wins over the last 6 months or so, are they comparable with the pre-period to that?
I mean, I think we have the continuous situation. We continue to do well in tenders, but then we have the normal situation that they're appealed, and we have a delay in getting them up and running. What we also see is that the Swedish Employment Agency, Arbetsförmedlingen, is actually delaying some tender processes. It's also important to remember that winning the tenders is not everything. This was a situation we had with our Ductus brand in the fall of 2015, where we had won tenders, but the participants didn't materialize. So we stood there with resources, capacity, but the participant flows that were then allocated from the municipalities and Swedish Employment Agency just didn't arrive. And this is the tricky thing. That's why we do give some cautionary wording on the adult education segment.
I shouldn't read into the cautionary statement that you're basically losing market share out there in tender processes, and we should see ramp downs of contracts.
We are not losing market share.
I've been working with adult education for maybe 15 years, and I must say that we have a very strong team working with tenders. So we always are rated top quality when they compare the different tenders. But unfortunately, sometimes they give the best quality remarks to two or three different companies, and then they have a lottery. So that's why it's important to have a lot of different brands also in the
Many tickets in the ballot.
That's correct.
Excellent. So to me, it sounds like it's basically business as usual for you out there.
Yes.
Yeah. Good. Looking at these preliminary voucher developments, sounds very encouraging. But when you look at the 2.3% you're indicating as your mix for Sweden, is it a big variation between the preschool, compulsory school, and upper secondary in that number?
I think we'll refrain from commenting on that now. In general, there is a large variation between municipalities and the school forms.
This should really reflect the cost development. That is the main idea with the voucher price system, that it should reflect the cost development in the municipalities.
I'll just remind you as well that we have a team not only screening the voucher revisions for the key municipalities, and we appeal them if we feel that they've not been correctly calculated, but we also follow up on the municipalities' actual accounts, because if they run their budgets in a deficit, then we have a possibility to claim that de facto allocation of funds.
When you look at the 2.3%, do you think they're behaving?
They could behave better.
Good answer. Good answer.
Yeah. Maybe I should give one remark on that, because we have been working with the compulsory and upper secondary price development for a long time. This year, we have a lot of focus on the preschool, because it's a little bit more difficult to understand the budget process in the preschool segment, because it's more local in the different municipalities. If we will see improvement, we hope to see it in the preschool segment.
I saw in the report also under the upper secondary comments that you'd made there, that you were looking to maybe start expanding that operation, looking at new units already from this autumn. It sounds like quite a dramatic change compared to the thing you have talked about before there.
You can see the history of AcadeMedia is we had a really strong growth in the upper secondary segment before we started a lot of new schools. As you all know, the demographic development is now on the bottom, and that's why we have kept our 100 schools and tried to improve the capacity and to improve the margin. Now we see a lot of more people coming into the system, both immigrants and also the urbanization in the bigger cities. We will see more students coming into the upper secondary school system. Of course, then we are looking at how can we develop the segments, both to improve the capacity, to work better with the different facilities that we have, and also we are planning to start a lot of new upper secondary schools. I think that we will comment on that further on when we have worked out more of the strategic development of this segment.
Do you think it could be already kicking in from this autumn 2017?
Who knows?
Excellent.
Who knows?
Just one more final question from me then. Looking at your financial net, I saw you had a write-off in there affecting it with 8 million. Is that some sort of recurring item that we should expect, or is that a purely non-recurring item hitting this quarter?
Yeah. I would say that's a very non-recurring item. This is not part of our normal sort of receivables. It's a sort of different item.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Our next question comes from the line of Henrik Nilsson from Nordea Markets. Please go ahead, sir. Your line is open.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Markus here. Ola. 3 million in negative effect in the pre and compulsory schools from the rise in Social Security rates. Is this a fair level to expect also for the coming two quarters, I guess?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. In the upper secondary school segment, you comment on increased capacity utilization, which is partly explaining the margin expansion. Is that primarily related to you closing down schools, or are you also seeing increased utilization in existing units or continuing units?
In existing units. Yeah.
Great. Thank you. In Preschool International, you showed the seasonality chart as you always do, and indications from the previous two years is that margins should drop sequentially in Q2. However, they were up now. Is there anything specific driving this and anything we need to take into account for the coming years?
I think it is actually quite difficult to look at margins. The two prior years were really only Norway. In Norway, we have very small absolute numbers we're talking about here, and therefore sort of a big change makes quite a big effect on the margin. There are some specific effects in the Norwegian preschool business, which makes Q2 their weakest quarter. Now, it was somewhat better, and also we have our German operations helping along. but small numbers, so sort of be careful with them.
Definitely. And maybe a follow-up on Karl-Johan's question here. Can you comment on what we should expect or what you see in the adult segment now in terms of expected contract terminations? And do you see anything right now that you know is a cause of a loss of momentum in that segment?
I think we can't really comment on sort of the duration of the contract portfolio. I mean, actually Karl-Johan summarized that quite well. It's business as usual.
Okay. Brilliant. And coming back to the M&A theme here, I know you're looking intensely, and can you elaborate on how the pipeline and ongoing discussions is developing when it comes to larger targets? I mean, not the normal small kind of bolt-on targets, but larger ones.
I think that I said all the time that we are open for that, and of course, as you understand, it's a lot of opportunities now in Sweden because of the political discussion and also in Norway. But we are taking one small step, looking at things, and so it's very difficult to comment on it. But as we have shown in the history, AcadeMedia is very strong in also taking in bigger acquisition into the group. But it's not possible to comment on that for the moment.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Viktor Lindeberg from Carnegie. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Yes, thank you. A couple of questions from my side. And firstly, can you comment a bit why Martin Sandgren left AcadeMedia in January? Is starting up something new, or he's joining a new company, or just get some flavor on that, if that is possible?
So now, you know, Marcus here, I've been working with AcadeMedia for a long time, and for 8 years I've been working with Martin. So, of course, it's really sorry to lose Martin, but we have had this discussion for over a year, and he wants to have some time off and also start with something new after the summer. And so he's not going to any new things at once. So he will take some time with his family. You know, we work hard. It's fun to work hard, but you also have to take care of your family. And then he will start something new after the summer. So okay. It's a loss for the company, but you know, we have a lot of new, very good people coming into the company also. So,
okay.
So that is the history. So.
Okay. A question for you, Eola, perhaps. Can you comment if you've seen any retroactive reimbursement now during this quarter that we should bear in mind when looking at the margins this year versus last year, for instance?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fair to say that the second quarter typically includes some form of retroactive reimbursements because, you know, when you start a new year, a school year, you have a new student base and then you have some with special needs and you perhaps apply for funds and stuff like that. And those applications are not sort of accepted until we come apart in. So there are some retroactive payments, but this is quite normal. That we get that kind of revenue and margin improvement from a certain degree of retroactive payments in Q2. I wouldn't say there are any sort of very lumpy items in there, but you know we do have some.
Okay, so it's nothing out of the ordinary that is worth highlighting, you think?
No, I wouldn't say so.
And coming back to the hot topic today, the adult education, would you say that the good performance was largely in line with your own expectations when we entered the quarter, or are you also positively surprised by the outcome?
I mean, I think, you know, when it comes to adult education, we've said before on these calls that, you know, the best sort of foresight or estimate of looking forward is current trading. And as we left Q1, we had quite strong current trading, and we were very happy to see that we were able to maintain that throughout this quarter. But it's nothing you can take for granted. And so, you know, as we now start the new year, we ended last year on a strong note, and we hope that this will continue, but you know, you have really have to take 1 month at a time.
And it's more like a temporary employee business, this part of AcadeMedia. So you have to review the business at a weekly basis. It's a more fast moving business than the rest of the group. But we are also really, really experienced working with adult education. We have the best people, the best managers, the best brands. So the portfolio of AcadeMedia's adult education is really the strongest. And if you look at from a political point of view, so we have this situation now in Sweden with the unemployment of 3% among Swedish people, so to say, and maybe 20% among people coming to Sweden. So we think that the politician will keep on investing in education, both on a municipality basis and also from the unemployment agency. But of course, you have to win the contracts and you have to recruit the students.
Okay. Thank you.
And I remind you that if you want to ask a question, you will have to press 01 on your telephone keypad now. We have a follow-up question registered from the line of Daniel Thorsson from ABG. Please go ahead, sir. Your line is open.
Okay. So two final questions. The first one, have you heard any news regarding the potential negative VAT proposal? And the second one, the better utilization in upper secondary schools, can you quantify that in some way? And what else can you do in the future to improve it even further?
On the first question, there's been no news whatsoever regarding the VAT proposal. And I think, I mean, if you just think about it, at this time when the municipalities are struggling, it's not very opportune for Magdalena Andersson to put a proposal that takes away 1.3 billion of funds from the municipalities to benefit the federal cash box, so to say. So I don't think we're going to see that, but you never know. Sorry, but the second question was capacity utilization
in upper secondary.
Yeah. School segment, and specifically.
And how can you take it in numbers and figures?
Yeah, can you quantify it in some way?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've decided that we're not going to sort of communicate this on a quarterly basis rather than on an annual basis, which feels relevant. But we are increasing with a couple of percentage points.
Small steps in a good direction. But it's also important to say that we still have more capacity to the upper secondary schools. And if you ask if can we do something more about, I think the most important brands, because we have some really, really strong brands now in the bigger cities, where we have much more students trying to coming into the schools than it's possible for us to have capacity. So we are now working to find out ways to change brands and to move brands to schools with more capacity. So I think we can do more, and that is the work that we are doing for the moment. And it's a possibility for the company in the coming years.
Thank you very much.
And if there are no further questions, I'll hand back the conference to the speakers.
Okay, so we will just thank you, everyone, for good questions, and we look forward to speaking to you again.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you.